About 15 years ago, a developer in Buckhead illegally drained a wetland. It had been a spot in the woods with little streams and water collecting in pools where fish and frogs and birds lived. The developer carved a trench to reroute the creek.
Where we're standing, the channel used to go that way.
Elizabeth Suddeth is a biology professor at Georgia Gwinnett College. She says what happened here was a violation of the Clean Water Act.
He also drained all of the wetlands that were, you know, the rest of this area that we're walking through.
Suddeth's leading a few of her students down a trail in Emma Wetlands. It's wild and super green. Feels like we're deep in the woods, not just off a cul-de-sac in Buckhead.
Right off Roswell Road. Right in the middle of everything, really.
The city of Atlanta ended up taking over this property from the developer, and it's now part of the Blue Heron Nature Preserve.
There's some nice beaver dams over that way.
That's what we're here to see, beaver dams. Because after the damage the developer did, beavers appear to be fixing up the place.
So the thing about beavers is they don't like to walk. They are, you know, giant rodents with really short legs, and their preference is to always swim everywhere.
They dig canals so they can swim instead of walk, and they build dams to create ponds where they can swim, eat, and make their homes.
Where we're standing, there are all these little channels. The beavers dug those. A lot of these little channels also have some dams on them, and there are more dams out there. There are dams all over the place.
So two adult beavers moved in, nicknamed Belle and Beau, and they're basically civil engineers. They do all this work building their little world, and it's good for other things, too, because with their ponds and canals, they're rebuilding the wetland.
This is a dam that holds the wetland in place. You can see it's actually pretty wet here, even though a lot of the side is quite dry.
Okay, this looks to me just like mosquito hell.
So what I see is just the potential for all kinds of biological processes to be happening, cleaning the water. The wetland hosts a huge diversity of bird life that you wouldn't see otherwise.
Amphibians and fish thrive here too. What Suddeth is especially focused on is the water quality. She's studying if this creek is cleaner because of the beavers. And she's not quite finished with that work yet, but it has been done in other places.
Yeah, there's more and more research coming out about that.
Greg Llewellyn is at the University of Saskatchewan. He joined me by phone because he was out in the Canadian woods studying beavers. He says beaver dams trap pollutants and wetland plants help clean the water. Out west, there have actually been some projects where people actively try to attract beavers. That can save hundreds of thousands of dollars on river restoration work that would otherwise require things like backhoes. Beavers do it for free with their teeth.
They're an incredible species. We can relate to them in a lot of ways as humans, in my opinion. They're incredibly industrious and hardworking. And for a rodent species, they are extremely family-oriented.
Llewellyn says almost all major cities now have beaver populations. We don't see them much because they're nocturnal. This all sounds cool, right? But beavers can actually be a problem. They cut down trees, they cause flooding.
Yeah, it really just depends on the perspective.
Linda May is with the Georgia Department of Natural Resources.
If they're out in the woods doing their thing, then of course nobody seems to mind. But if it's your yard or your field or your playground that's being flooded by them, then you might have a different opinion.
Beavers stuffing sticks into culverts and blocking them up under roads and highways seems to be a recurring issue, too. Here in Georgia, they're considered a nuisance animal. You can kill them anytime, no permit needed. This also kind of speaks to a remarkable comeback the animals have made. They almost went extinct by the early 1900s because so many of them were trapped for their fur. Anyway, now they're back all over the country, including Atlanta, says Georgia Gwinnett College biologist Elizabeth Suddeth.
Oh, there are so many. Oh, my goodness. And basically, any creek you go to in Atlanta probably has beavers.
Suddeth says she plans to keep studying the beavers here in Buckhead, and she hopes to expand her research and study more beavers in other streams in Atlanta. Molly Samuel, WABE News.